Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Wake up!
Dangerous Danny Bonaducci.
Today we're talking to Danny Bonaducci. A lot of you have lived with a Danny, or you're living with one now.
Danny Bonaducci, former star of the Partridge Family and now local DJ right here in Seattle.
Danny Bonaducci, morning show host, 102.5 KZOK.
They're like, who's making biscuits? And Danny's like, it's me.
This is the Danny Bonaducci Show.
We can adapt to anything. So, Amy and I have been feeling kind of poor. We both hit COVID for a little while. Well, not for a little while. We hit COVID. And we're better now, but we have a cough. And we wanted to go outside and do something, but we didn't want to be the jerks coughing and sitting around just because the sun was shining. So, we decided we're going to go to that Frankenfurter place, a hot dog stand, right at the waterfront, be outside, not be near anybody, and get some hot dogs. So, we did just that. And here's the thing. We wore not one, but two masks. How cool are we taking care of our fellow man? We're going to be outdoors by boats, still wearing two masks. So we went down there. We ordered hot dogs. We sat down outside, not near anybody. And that's when we realized, hey, man, we're wearing masks. What do we do? So here's the thing on this. You can adapt to anything. It turns out it is possible to eat hot dogs on the waterfront while wearing two masks. Just get it together, guys.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by Redwind Casino. Well, we've certainly had a lot of crazy weather.
Yeah, we have.
Super cold spring, and now we've got heat waves. It's going to be super hot again today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, if it gets to 90, we tie a record for the most 90-degree days.
Wow. And, you know, the whole world seems to be running out of water. Doesn't it seem like we should be able to make water by now? It's water and oxygen, and that's it. Why can't we make it?
Yeah, well, colder than usual spring caused this year's cherry and peach crop here in Washington to be smaller than normal.
Mm.
And now reports are apples are ripening later and are going to also have a smaller harvest.
Not hip to it. I like my fresh fruit.
Yeah. I had a peach the other day because, you know, it's peach season.
Yep.
And both Matt and I were like, so ridiculous. We're like, this is the best peach I've ever had.
This is so good. I do that all the time about stuff these days.
Some good news for the hearing impaired.
What?
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued a rule that will make it possible to purchase hearing aids like any other over-the-counter medical device or drug.
Okay, I thought they were over-the-counter always. I guess I didn't know.
Well, and I guess because neither one of us need them or maybe don't have anybody in our life who has one.
Right.
Who knew? You can't just go to a drugstore and get a hearing aid.
And pop those things right in your ears. Yep. That's what the commercials look like.
Except you needed a prescription of some kind. That just seems nuts. Until now, this rule will go into effect in mid-October.
Cool.
What's not cool is almost 6,000 cases of Capri Sun have been recalled.
You're kidding me. What's wrong with Capri Sun? It even comes like a space-age bag.
Well, it might have cleaning solution instead of wild cherry flavor.
So, oh, man. I'm just guessing. I'm not a doctor, but that sounds bad.
Yeah, I don't think I want to drink cleaning solution.
No.
So it's just the Capri Sun wild cherry flavor. They said they believe it could be contaminated with a cleaning solution used to clean food processing equipment. So if you've got that Capri Sun wild cherry flavor, probably not good to drink it.
Yeah, probably not. Although you'd know in a hurry.
Because it would taste like cleaning solution?
Well, if you got cherry sunflame, that's fine. If you get like Ajax, that's bad.
Knowing you, Danny, if you've got this in your house, you'd just risk it anyway, wouldn't you?
I would take a shot, yeah. Literally, I'd take a shot.
A woman in Pennsylvania is celebrating something not a lot of people can brag about.
Yeah.
Her 100th great-grandchild.
Wow, she's been busy.
So she just turned 99.
Yeah.
And she got to meet her 100th great-grandchild, who they named after her husband.
I have a question for you, and I, just because I'm ignorant and stupid and stuff like that, but if you have 100 great-grandchildren, are you automatically a slut?
She didn't give birth to all of them with different baby daddies.
All right, well, I was just thinking, if you have like 100 relatives that were all born the same way, you probably did it.
So the cool thing is with this woman, she said she wanted to be a nun when she was in high school.
She changed that up, didn't she?
She met her then-boyfriend William, who talked her out of it. They got married and had 11 children.
See? See what I was saying?
So just with one husband, Danny.
So what? Mick Jagger's a great-grandfather. Look at him. That guy's such a whore.
11 children, 56 grandchildren, and now 100 great-grandchildren.
Wow. Well, congratulations, 100-year-old lady.
A 17-year-old boy has survived a shark attack and says he owes his life to his best friend, who, after seeing his buddy get attacked by a shark, dragged him out of the water, threw him over his shoulder, and carried him almost 2 miles to the hospital.
No way. I was thinking of make what snide comments I could make about this just because that's what I do. But can you imagine? First of all, you get your guy. The shark's gone. The shark ran away. But dragging a full-grown 150, 200-pound man through that sand, and I thought, oh, okay, my lungs would explode, and now throwing him over your shoulder for 2 miles, that's an actual hero.
So what they were doing was spearfishing. Okay, so they're spearfishing. The kid goes into the water to get his fish.
Right.
Well, a great white shark, 16 feet.
It's a big shark.
Takes a bite out of him because he's trying to get the fish with the blood and everything that he had just killed.
All right, I got to tell you, that changes things for me a little bit.
How so?
Because, you know, this kid, he's minding his business, swimming around, a shark eats him. Now, he's got a gun, and he's shooting things that are like his species. Now, the shark, I think, has a case.
So, yeah, he spear guns a fish, goes to get it out of the water. The shark wants it, bites this dude. His buddy jumps into action. He said, it looks like first aid in school actually taught me a few things.
Wow.
Threw the kid over his shoulder, runs over rocks. They have to get all the way back to the car, get him in the car, take him to the hospital, and the guy's going to be okay.
All right, you heard it from me first. Danny Bonaducci says, hey, I think that's a real live hero.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I have nothing crappy to say about the guy or the story. I think it's all good.
Wow, write this down, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, Danny, you remember the Cronut craze?
I do. We talked about it.
So this is something that happened back almost, 10 years at this point.
I almost want to say like 3 years ago, and then I remember the way the world has been. Yeah, maybe close to 10 years ago.
Yeah, COVID years.
Yeah, exactly.
The Cronut debuted in 2013. It was in New York City, and people lined up by the hundreds to get the
Cronut. I saw that. I didn't have one. I saw the lines, though.
Well, now they have a new creation, the Supreme. And it has gone.
You have to say it like that when you order. Hey, man, I'll have two of those. Oh, and that's Supreme.
Supreme. Only it's got, you know, an accent aigu. So you're supposed to say an accent aigu. So you're supposed
to say
it.
What's an aigu with you? I enjoy Mr. Aigu.
So now, of course, people got this treat, this new one, the Supreme. I got to tell you, it looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
And same thing. It went viral. TikTok, Instagram. $8.50 for this pastry, and people are lining up by the hundreds.
And is it the same store and the same guy, or just the same idea?
Nope, same chef.
Wow.
So people are losing their mind. The one I saw...
I might have to go to New York and get some.
The one I saw was pistachio, and it looks like almost like this, like the size of an apple fritter.
Yeah,
but it's
I love those.
Circular, and then the person like... breaks it open and all pistachio yumminess comes out.
I'm not a giant fan of nuts in my food, but if I have to, I'll go with pistachios for sure.
Yeah, you've eaten nuts. I know.
I have.
Pistachio is a good one.
Yeah, it is. Walnuts in my food kind of wreck everything.
Its official three friends are now world record holders as they have visited all 50 states in 5 days, 13 hours, and 10 minutes.
Oh, so they're stupid.
How crazy.
And what's the point?
To get into the world record books.
You know, I guess Waldo and I are kind of guilty of that, too.
Yep.
Yeah.
So these guys got into a car, drove around, and then, of course, had to get into an airplane because to drive from Seattle to Alaska takes like 3 days.
Oh, right. Sure.
And you can't drive to Hawaii. So they did quick flights to Alaska and Hawaii and beat the record.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm surprised Waldo didn't do it. By the way, I'm also surprised you're... Were they in a fast car, Waldo?
They were
in a fast
Chapman.
Car. Get to 50 states, 4 minutes. Remember that song? It was great. Sounded exactly like that, too. Shut up, Waldo.
What's gone viral? A Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show web alert.
Everybody shush.
All right, this one has to do with insanity, all captured on video that you can see at KZOK.com.
All right.
A herpetologist, a snake researcher documenting venomous cottonmouth turf wars, saw a tense moment, okay, straight up turf war between a cottonmouth, between several cottonmouth.
Yeah.
A raccoon, oblivious to what's going on, wanders into the shot, right, into the water where there is a massive turf war happening.
Okay.
It's crazy. This video is nuts. The cottonmouths look crazy. They're fighting each other.
Well, you know what? A lot of times you get cottonmouth from being super high. Maybe that was happening.
Water moccasins.
I can't wear those anymore. I'm going to roll this morning, huh?
It's time for Today's Things Are Not, right in Florida. Story of the day.
Yay.
Well, hopefully there aren't a whole lot of people out there wanted for murder. But if there are, take this handy tip to heart.
All right.
Don't call 911 for something stupid if you're trying to stay off the radar.
Yeah, that's probably true.
This guy gets cold French fries from his fast food chain.
Yeah.
He calls 911 to bitch about his French fries being too cold.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, they were able to take his name and information to see if they could help him out. And lo and behold, wanted for murder.
Yeah, you can't do that, man. For a bad fry.
He is no longer loving it, that's for sure.
Very nice. Very nice, sir.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
The truck and roll.
I just think it's a little bit early for that.
Not for me.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show.
Turn it up.
And the home of classic rock. 102.5 KZOK. And now, Jelly Bean's joke of the week.
Hey there, Uncle Dooch Man.
Hey there, Jelly Bean.
I just watched my first Tom Hanks movie. Can I tell you a joke about it?
I would love to hear your joke about a Tom Hanks movie.
What generation is Forrest Gump in?
Oh, I don't know. What generation is Forrest Gump in?
It must be Gen A because he keeps on saying it throughout the movie. Gen A! Gen A!
Wow, very brave little joke, sweetheart. Very funny.
Can I have one of those box of chocolates now, please?
Life is like a box of chocolates.
This is the Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show.
Get your lazy, good-for-nothing, out-of-shape body out of that bed!
On 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. This morning's social media question of the day. We got a good one today, Danny. We want to hear from you guys. Who is the best classic rock drummer of all time?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one. You guys can respond on our social media, Facebook, Instagram. You can also leave a voice message by using the TalkBack feature on the free iHeartRadio app.
Which is super cool, by the way. It gets right through to us and leaves a little message right here in the studio. We really, really enjoy those things.
All right, so Danny, you're going to answer the question. Who is the best classic rock drummer of all time?
All right, well, that's a tough one because there are so many really good ones. But a guy who could really thrash and beat those cymbals and hit that bass, I got to go with Chris Partridge. Underrated rock and roll drummer, if you ask me.
Still to come on the Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show.
All right, you guys are 3 minutes away from music, entertainment, and sports. Going to tell you about Dave Grohl taking to the stage again.
All right.
And wow, we've got the audio. This is super cool. He is with an eclectic group of people. Some people that you like, Danny.
Can't wait.
All right, and we're going to talk about another epic game for your Seattle Mariners.
102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. This is the Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show. Now Sarah with music, sports, and entertainment.
Well, Dave Grohl was out and about again, and video just surfaced of what happened last night, and it's pretty amazing, Danny.
I can't wait to hear.
So Dave Grohl... not expected to make this appearance. So here's the stage. I'm going to set the stage for you. So on the stage is Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D.
Sure.
Legendary producer and Dave Grohl's best bud, Greg Kurstin. Actor, musician, John C. Reilly, and Beck.
Wow.
So everybody's up on stage and they decide to do a cover song when Dave Grohl... out of nowhere shows up. So you're going to hear the whole entire band singing, and then you can hear the crowd erupt when Dave Grohl shows up doing an amazing cover song, and here's the audio.
Okay, this is great.
That's Dave Grohl.
Yeah, I get it.
So that part right there is the only thing Dave Grohl contributed.
And then did he walk off or just stay there?
No, then he would walk off and then he'd come back up on the stage to do the bow, 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 bow part.
Oh, funny.
But Seals and Croft, Summer Breeze.
Seals and Crofts, I forgot all about that.
Yep.
I made out with a girl. She was 15, I was 14. She was 5'7", I was 5'2". To Seals and Croft, I'll never forget.
I mean, classic yacht rock, and it was, I mean, the video is fantastic. You can watch the whole thing at KZOK.com. But this was a whole thing, a benefit show organized by Judd Apatow for an organization called Victims First, which donates to families of victims of mass casualty events. So, mass casualty events.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
So Judd Apatow has been doing this, and he's got a lot of influential friends, as you heard from who I described up on that stage.
That's really cool. Now, at first, I didn't realize about the charity angle. At first, I'm thinking, is that possibly a dick move? These guys are on stage trying their hardest, and then when Dave Grohl comes out, everything stops, and it's the Dave Grohl show. But now I think it's a pretty cool thing for him to do.
Yeah,
shame, I really do.
August 16th is the anniversary of In Excess's first ever concert, which is why it's In Excess Day.
Right, okay.
So they announced a whole bunch of new releases, 40th anniversary re-release of 1982's Shabu Shaba, a live album re-release, and just a bunch of stuff to celebrate the legacy of INXS.
Yeah. And they'll be covering Don't Leave Me Hanging On. Come on, that was mean and horrible.
Yeah, I just chose to ignore that one.
All right.
Well, everybody remembers the guy who was on the skateboard, chugging Ocean Spray cranberry juice, lip-syncing to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Right.
It was massive. It actually put Fleetwood Mac's song back on the charts, giving them a ton of streams, making Fleetwood Mac a ton of money. This guy, Nathan Apodaca, basically was living in a trailer park and was down on his luck until this happened. Well, now, not only does his video have millions of views, he has millions of followers, he now is heading to television.
What's he going to do?
He's going to go on a very popular show on Hulu called Reservation Dogs.
Oh, I've been seeing the coming attractions for that. That looks great. It's
supposed to be really good. Comedy drama that follows four indigenous teenagers in a rural Oklahoma area as they grieve the loss of a friend.
Oh, I didn't know what that was about. Yeah. It seems really cool. I am intrigued by what happens on reservations, too. It's like a whole new world.
Yep, so now you're going to see Nathan Apodaca, the guy from the Dreams.
I'll tell you right now, grown men on skateboards drinking cranberry juice, I don't trust them even a little bit.
Well, great news for Saw fans. There's another one coming.
Come on.
The 10th installment in the Saw franchise.
Okay.
It will be in theaters October 27th. Not much is known about the plot, but will that stop anyone? Nope.
No, here, I actually have a summation of the plot right here. Hang on.
Yep.
Let me get that out. Okay. So, this guy plays a bunch of jokes on people, and they have to cut off all their fingers. Okay, the end.
Let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports, brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI? Call 1-800-DUI-AWAY. 1-800-DUI-AWAY. Another huge win for your Seattle Mariners. Instead of forcing the Angels into another ninth inning implosion of missed opportunities and mistakes, this time the Mariners just turned the ninth inning into an explosion of hits and runs.
Nice.
Adam Frazier, two-run triple. Julio Rodriguez, line drive. A two-run homer to right field. And bam, it's a rout 8-2.
Beautiful.
What a crazy another big win. Can they do it again, 3 in a row? I think so.
I say yes. Go Mariners.
107 start time on Root Sports. And the Bonnie Lake Sumner Little League team is getting ready for the Little League World Series. The team won the Northwest Regionals after beating Bend 3-2 in the championship game. Bonnie Lake Sumner taking on Honolulu Little League today.
Very cool. Go, you guys.
The Storm playoffs get underway tomorrow, 7 o'clock start time against the Washington Mystics here in Seattle. Sounders playing the Galaxy Friday at 7. The Rain also Friday, 4 o'clock playing Orlando. Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-AWAY.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show.
Like funny, entertaining, easygoing.
On 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Our social media question of the day: who is the best classic rock drummer of all time?
Yeah, man.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Neil Peart. Love you guys. Love you guys. Neil Peart, number one. This is Trucker Don.
Trucker Don says Neil Peart. That's a great
really
one.
Really good call, Trucker Don. Really good call.
Yep. So what do you guys think? You can answer on social media, Instagram, Facebook. Let us know who is the best classic rock drummer of all time. Or you can leave a message like that guy did. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
And all you have to do is click on the little red microphone when you open up the free iHeartRadio app, and that sends a message right here to the studio. And Danny, your answer was?
Chris Partridge, underrated rock and roller. I have others, of course, but I'm going to go, you know, he really hit that bass drum like nobody's business. And rumor has it, and by the way, you can look this up, it was a really serious rumor for a while that he grew up to be Axl Rose.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, you never know.
Oh, it could be him. Just like the guy from Growing Pains was Marilyn Manson.
Is that how that worked out?
It's 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show on 102.5 KZOK.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Danny, another couple of days of hot weather.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be nearing 90.
Crazy.
It's been hot, but once summer is over, it's time. A time that most parents totally look forward to. And maybe a time that you've remembered from when you were a kid. A lot of parents jolly because back to school season right around the corner.
Sure.
And it's funny, I remember being a kid and we always went back to school after Labor Day.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but there's this new trend of school starting in August.
Yeah, that's weird and I don't approve.
I don't approve.
Even as a dad who wants my kids out of the house as bad as anybody else, school starts in September.
Yeah, and I don't get it either. Why you go back to school for like 2 days and then you have a long weekend.
Right.
But
I don't get it even a little bit.
I know a lot of parents super excited because it's back to school season. And I feel like when you see the sales, you know, there are a lot of sales, like back to school sale and all this stuff. It kind of just brings back a lot of memories of being a kid.
Good and bad.
Good and bad. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, tell me more.
All right. Well, if I end up in a normal school like St. Elizabeth's in Van Nuys, it means two things. One, I'm out of work. And two, I'm out of work. I just realized that. I'm done. I'm going to school with normal people, shaking hands, wearing a uniform. Yeah, so that means to me, I'm out of a job.
Oh, because when, like, back to school time would mean when you were in the Partridge Family getting taught on the set.
When you said, I remember being a kid. I don't, but there's a lot of pictures. So I'll do that.
Well, we want to hear what you guys think. What is it that you remember most about back to school time when you were a kid? Now, I know for me, one of the things I remember the most, I mean, you always had to go get something new. But the big thing for me was sneakers, because getting new shoes was a super big deal because you had to get the right ones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was not a thing for me, but I remember what for my kids.
Yeah. I mean, if you didn't get what everyone else was wearing or what was super in fashion and you were wearing like last year's or just the ones that weren't cool, it could kind of ruin your first couple of weeks of school.
Yeah, I've heard that. And you get, you know, the Yeezys and things like that. Yeah, it's a drag.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a little bit vapid, but when you're a kid, you know, having the stuff that is in fashion was super important.
Yeah, it was. I went, my only real school I ever went to, St. Elizabeth's, they put us in a uniform, and I asked what the hell that was, and they said it was for that very thing, so kids wouldn't feel left out, because other people had the groovy tennis shoes.
Yeah, I mean, that was the hard part, because if you couldn't afford what was super fashionable, or you were just wrong, having a uniform, man, I kind of wish I had that growing up, but I did not.
Really? We resented having uniforms. I actually got, not excommunicated, when I get expelled over my uniform stance.
Let's talk to Gene in Puyallup. We're asking, what do you remember most about back to school time when you were a kid?
Good morning, Gene.
Well, good morning, y'all. Happy hump day. Anyway, I used to have to walk 3/4 of a mile up to my elementary school, and that was all uphill. And then coming back home, the 3/4 mile, it was downhill.
Right.
And we did that in rain, snow, and sleet, and hail, and everything else. Of course, the parents bought us good raincoats and so forth. So,
Gene, it's supposed to be that you're going uphill in the snow both directions.
Both directions.
Yes. That's always
one
what you say.
But they broke up.
I mean, you always say, back in my day, I had to walk to school. It was uphill both ways.
I will tell you this, and when you think back on this stuff, it's kind of shocking. You had to wait until the first grade, making you, I think, around 6 years old, till you could walk or ride your bicycle to school. I lived a mile away. Can you imagine telling your kid at 7 o'clock in the morning, oh, it's cool, go ride your bike down the street all the way to school and back? I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I remember very clearly going to walk to school. My brothers had to walk me. But then when I was older, they were so much older than me. They went to the middle school and then the high school, and I had to walk to school by myself.
Uphill both ways
in the snow.
Yeah.
Brian on Fox Island says the school supplies, going to get school supplies was always a real big deal.
Yeah, I like stealing school supplies. I know it makes me kind of a jerk, but I like looking at the desk of the girl next to me and just stealing all her erasers that she doesn't really need anyway. How many mistakes are you going to make, young lady?
What do you remember most about back to school time from when you were a kid is the question at 800-252-1025 or text us at 90627. Good morning, Doris in Chicago.
Hey, Doris, how you doing, darling?
I'm doing just wonderful. How are you guys today?
Things are going very nicely. Thank you for asking. All right, what do you remember about going back to school?
Okay, Danny, get your calendar out and write this down. September 4th is my birthday. Yeah. And we never in Chicago went back to school before Labor Day, which is around my birthday. So I always thought to do a lot of fun stuff and have a party and all that right before going back to school.
Fun.
I like your attitude.
Yeah. Man, I mean, like I said before, I don't get why are the schools making the kids go back? Like, if Doris had to go before her birthday and didn't get to have that last big, super fun weekend about Labor Day, making those kids go back to school in August is just mean.
And I agree with you completely. Another thing is, I've known Doris 30 years, and I had no idea her birthday was on September 4th. These are all good things I'm learning on today's show.
Well, she told you to make sure you put it in your calendar, did you?
Yeah, I walk around the calendar.
Somebody just texted, I had to walk to school both directions, uphill in the snow with hot potatoes in my pockets.
Wow, okay. By the way, that's not that unusual. I swear to God, that's a thing in like Siberia and stuff where it gets that cold. Carry hot potatoes in your pockets.
Yep. And Waldo, what is it for you? Something you remember about back to school time when you were a kid?
I was originally going to say football because I played football, but the one that this angers me so much now is we always used to go the week before school. We used to drive over to North Bend to all the outlet stores, like the Nike and Adidas outlet store and clothes shop for new clothes. And it was horrific as a child because.
Really?
Yeah, because like it's like your last few days of summer. You don't want to be school shopping yet. We got to drive 40 minutes to North Bend. Then we got to spend several hours there shopping for clothes and then 40 minutes back home. And by the time it's dark and no one's doing anything. It was terrible.
You are the most ungrateful young man I ever heard of.
Thank you. Well, I was hoping you would say that, Danny, because I was about to.
Working their asses off day and night so you can get new stuff to go back to school. Man, you are a whiner.
I mean, didn't you appreciate your parents for buying you new clothes?
Yes, but like you don't want to spend your day in a store as like an 8-year-old kid.
Well, he's not wrong there.
It's a tough memory. You're absolutely right. I didn't mean to give you a hard time, but I kind of think you're a dick.
Angela and Everett just texted and said, my answer is the same as Doris. My birthday is September 4th.
All right, we're going to have to make some big September 4th party now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we are.
And I'd say the most popular answer on the text line is all the new clothes. Best part about going back to school.
Unless you're Waldo.
Unless you're Waldo, jerk. Let's call his parents.
You guys don't know how my mom shops, all right?
You know how your mom shops? Like moms. That's how moms shop, buddy.
Well, next, Kenny and Kirkland's going to be calling in to talk with Danny Bonaducci, life coach. He says he and his wife need hobbies. They have nothing to do together in their free time. It's one of your specialties, right, Danny?
Yeah, I am. I'm a hobby fanatic.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.